Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father, for any sisters listening today. I ask that she just really begins to pray for herself and starts to really see the need for your Holy Spirit is truly humbled and starts to really depend on your Holy Spirit for everything. And just again, I ask for her salvation, her safekeeping, and salvation, safekeeping of her loved ones. And she has a heart to care about lost souls and lays down her whole life, her own life completely. So that she can advance your kingdom. Ask all these praises in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and then also to the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how it's a day of thick darkness and gloominess, and that you need to be prepared for that, okay? Inwardly, you need, my beloved sisters in Christ, you need to start laying down your own life, okay? Let me explain something to you. When you need to think about the day that you die often, all the time, okay? If you have that on the forefront of your mind every single day, then what will happen is you will let go of your own life, okay? When the time comes and your life is over, okay, you'll be so grateful, so happy. Okay, if you obey the Holy Spirit today and do what He says today and lay down your own life today, you'll be so grateful that your own life didn't hold you back. Okay, because when it's over, it's over. Okay, there's no going back again. Okay, when you see and you're done, okay, and you see that your own life didn't keep you. It didn't inhibit you in any way, shape, or form. You were free to do everything that the Holy Spirit said, because you completely laid down your own life, and you're free to do everything that He wanted you to do, and you obeyed Him. And then you can see and have that joy in your heart, okay, that you really fought for your loved ones, those people that are in your life that you care about so deeply that you don't want to go to hell. You will be so happy. Everything that is hard, everything that is painful, okay, right now will look completely different at that day. They'll look like precious diamonds and moments, okay, where you were inheriting something so beautiful, okay, and you're being transformed into something so special, a usable vessel for Him. You won't see it the way that you see it now. You won't see these hard things and these trials that you're going through the way that you see them now. You won't see them that way. You'll see them as a time where you were transformed and changed into something good for Him. Okay? And you were set free from yourself to where you could be relieved and happy and enter into eternal life with great gladness and joy and thanksgiving beyond what you can possibly comprehend, okay? That you got them. They're there with you. You did everything the Holy Spirit commanded you to do so that now they're there. They're there. These people are put in your life for a reason, okay? You know them for a reason. You may feel like you don't want to know them because they hurt you so bad, okay? But everything's different at that day. You don't see things that way anymore. Okay? You look at it, you go, praise God, I knew them. Because they were lost. They were lost. And I don't even want to think about what would have happened. Okay? If I was disobedient. I don't even want to think about it. And you'll just give thanks that you were obedient to the Holy Spirit. And now they're there with you forever. And you didn't lose them. Nothing is more precious than a human soul. Nothing is more precious than seeing your loved one and knowing they're safe for all eternity. What they have, what they don't have, okay, in terms of riches, okay, and how fruitful they are, you know, that's between them and the Lord. But between you and the Lord, knowing that you were obedient and you did everything you could, okay, to bring them to that place of eternal safety where they're safe for all eternity and they're with you, kept like a precious treasure. And you didn't lose them. That's what you want. Okay? That needs to be your goal every day. Don't be deceived. This place is so, it's so stupid, for lack of a better word. It really is. Okay? It's a huge waste of time. It's worth nothing. Okay? It's like the Apostle Paul says, it's dung, okay? I'm calling it stupid, but he says it. It's feces, okay? Worse than that. It's trash. It lies to you in your head like it matters, but it doesn't. On that day, all that matters is you and God that you obeyed him, okay? All that matters is your relationship with the Lord, that you did everything he told you to do, and that you have souls. That's all that matters. Okay, that's all that matters, okay, is him and souls. That's it on that day. That's it. You just need to obey him. I'm gonna leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she really starts to see this. She really, or if she doesn't, at the very least, because it is because it is something, a revelation of the Spirit that not everybody can see, and your servant understands that, but I do ask that she starts to at least believe it by faith, believe the Bible by faith, believe that her own life really is going to keep her an inhibitor and is a prison. It really is. And she starts to see it as chains that she doesn't want anymore. And she really starts to just have a heart to cast off her own life like she would a jail cell, and just try put it in the trash and just move towards your will every single day. Ask all these crazy voices in Jesus' name, amen.